Hello, we're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 33. You can find the materials in the archive. You can also ask questions on kab.tv. The writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 33. Yes? Now we shall clarify the issue of the bitush, bidding, of O Pnimi, inner light, and O Makif, surrounding light, on one another, which shield the hizdakhut, purification of the masach, and the loss of the last discernment of Oviut, coarseness. As these two lights are opposite, yet connected through the masach, in Malchut of the Rosh of Ak, they beat and strike one another. Interpretation, the zivug de haka'a, coupling through striking in the pe of Rosh of Ak, in the masach in Malchut of Rosh, called pe, which was the reason for clothing the orpnimi of Ak by the orhozer it raised, is also the reason for the exit of the ormakif of Ak. Because it detained the light of Ein Sof from clothing B'china Dalet, the light came out in the form of Or Makif. In other words, the entire part of the light that the Or Chozer cannot clothe, like B'china Dalet herself, emerged and became Or Makif. Thus, the masach in the peh is the reason for the or makif, as it is the reason for the or pnimi.
Meaning that there is a light, or, which the vessel doesn't sense, and then we cannot speak of it, if it exists or not. Because nobody can tell. There is the light that the vessel can clothe, to turn it into inner light, according to equivalence in terms of experience, the equivalence between the light and the vessel, and then the light is clothed, so to speak, and there is a type of light which the vessel feels and understands that it cannot clothe, it cannot be in equivalence of form with it, but the vessel then feels that it's lacking the power for this clothing. It lacks the power of the power for this adaptation to match it. There is much more regard from the host towards it than it regards the host. Much higher regard, rather. And then the light remains outside. And so, that's the situation. Questions?
I don't
know if I heard you correctly, but you said that the degree of the surrounding light is the degree with which the kli feels the pressure towards equivalence of form with the quality of bestowal.
I never said pressure. Perhaps it's written there, but yes, the surrounding light, the O Makif, is the sensation of the vessel that it's not bestowing to the light to the same extent that the light wants to bestow to it. Yes. Yes, who else we had? Zvika? Yes. Where is my Rachamim? All right. When he comes back, you can tell him he can ask. Yes.
He says, because these two lights are opposite to each other. What does it mean, lights opposite to each other? How can the light be opposite to another?
Well, let's say inner and external.
Does that mean opposite?
Yes, of course.
Why? Why is it the opposite?
The direction, the trend. This trend depends on the vessel. It depends on the vessel. Now, in the vessel you have an action. The vessel, either the vessel rejects the light or draws the light. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it could be that the vessel is in a passive state, and then the light itself, in respect to the vessel, it reveals itself as being attracted or getting away.
So who does it? The kli itself? Or doesn't it depend on the light? Does it depend on the kli?
That's how we need to think of it. Here we need to think. If the vessel performs a tzimtzum, a restriction, what is a restriction? The vessel says, I am not under the direct influence of the light. Rather, the light bestows, influences the host. He's sitting in front of me. He wants to do this and that. He's giving me this, pushing this towards me, doing this or that for me, making me regard this or that, and so on. First of all, I stop him. I say, sir, my pleasure is not simply to enjoy what you prepared, but rather to enjoy our relationship, right? And then a new calculation comes into being.
Is there a state where the lights stop being opposite?
The surrounding light and the inner light?
Yes.
No, cannot be.
There's no such thing until the end of correction? Or
No, because in the surrounding light, here we have the operation of the vessel which rejected the light. And that's why this rejection is in the light, and then the light becomes a surrounding light. It becomes opposite to the inner light. It doesn't want to receive. This is a portion, a dish that I don't want to receive. I reject it. I don't want it. Why? I hate it. Why do you hate it? He loves you. No, I hate it because if I receive it, it'll make me drift apart from him. There is a measure of rejection here. That's why I say hate.
Does it happen on each degree until the end of correction? Or
I look at this piece of meat. It's so delicious. It's something that, but I cancel it. I cannot tolerate it. I don't feel any benefit from it. Also, for the time being, the fact that I reject it, what benefit do I get? I feel, I have only the feeling that the host wants to fill me up more and more. But for the time being, I'm in a struggle with him. I'm opposite to him. Here, we are enemies in a way.
This is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Is there a state when it stops being like that?
At the end of correction.
So the two of them suddenly become, that's what I was asking, they're not inverted anymore, they become the same.
Yes. Or in Ibu, conception, where one annuls himself, yes, but this is also a form of the end of correction. He annuls himself, and then the upper one does with him whatever he wishes. He doesn't need to equalize with the upper one, but only to annul himself.
Then he says that the two of them are connected together through the Masach in the Rosh of Ak. So what holds them then?
To the extent that they resemble each other.
But they don't resemble each other, they're opposites. So what holds them? Continuing the same sentence, he says, as these two lights are opposite, yet connected through the Masach in Malchut of the Rosh of Ak.
Yes, because Malchut in Rosh of Ak is the source of the inner light and the surrounding light, these two lights which are opposite to each other.
So what holds them as opposites? What is the root? What is the reason?
One, when I receive, I identify with the Creator by so doing, and the other, I reject also in order to identify with the Creator. Well, I can't think instead of you. You'll have to do this by yourself. Activate your mind a little bit. You think you're at work. You're in study. All right? Yes.
No.
Well,
the act of bitush, beating, is it an act of greater adhesion of the created being with the Creator, or his adhesion declines, diminishes?
No. In order to maintain the adhesion, in order to maintain the connection with the Creator, for that he must maintain the bitush, he must establish the bitush, he must establish all of these conditions that come from the zivug daka. There cannot be a zivug without a haka, as coupling, mating without a beating.
So, we say that the screen keeps on diminishing from one degree to the next, but the adhesion of the created being with the creator, it's actually the opposite of that. The created being devotes himself even more to the creator.
By haka, by striking.
Yes, I understand it. I'm just trying to understand if the created being performs this process of purification because he's afraid he's going to receive, or he says, no, I have a lot more that I can bestow, so it's worthwhile for me to do it.
No. A lot. No. If he doesn't pass up on his current pleasure that's in front of him, he cannot bestow. In that, we go forward and back and so on. And the Creator makes us fall deliberately so that we see the kinds of pleasures we're in and which we cannot cope with, withstand rather. Then he gives us the power to see how we can withstand them, and it's all by his power. All right? Now let's continue. What do we have there? Moscow.
Rav, it's not so clear how to depict it to myself with the example of the 10, in which the only rejection which is clear is when a person is incapable of receiving, accepting what the 10 is telling him, or something like that, or a friend is telling him. But
so imagine it to yourself in a simple way. If you can't annul yourself before the 10, then you are not completely tied to spirituality. The 10 gives you the exact place, a demonstration for it, the power, an example for what you need to do. To annul yourself before the friends. That's it.
And there are no other calculations here.
So the 10 before the group or before the Rav, it can do that work consciously.
What does it mean to do work? We constantly need to be in such a work where I annul myself towards the 10. Constantly. And now we raise to a new degree, the next one, where we constantly have to annul myself in the 10, and from the 10 to the world kli, to the 10 in the higher degree. That's the work.
34.
We have learned that both the Opnimi and Ol Mekif are connected to the Masach, but in opposite actions. And to the extent that the Masach extends part of the upper light into the Partsuf through the Ol Chozer that clothes it, so it drives the Ol Mekif away from clothing in the Partsuf. And since the part of the light that remains outside as Ol Mekif is very large due to the Masach that stops it from clothing an Ak, as written in item 32, it is considered that it strikes the Masach and removes it, since it wants to clothe within the Potsuf. In contrast, it is considered that the force of Aviut and Koshiut in the Masach strikes the Ol Mekif, which wants to clothe within it, and detains it as it strikes the upper light during the Zivug. These beatings that the Ol Mekif and the Aviut in the Masach beat on each other are called Bitush, Ol Mekif, and Ol Pnimi. Yet this Bitush between them occurred only in the guf of the partsuf, since the clothing of the light in the kelim, which leaves the Ol Mekif outside the kli, is apparent there. However, this bitush does not apply to the ten sefirot of Rosh, since the Ol Chozer is not considered kelim there whatsoever, but is mere thin roots. For this reason, the light in them is not regarded as limited opnimi, to the point of distinction between that and the light that remains outside as olmekif. And since this distinction between them does not exist, there is no beating of opnimi and olmekif in the ten sfirot dorosh. Only once the lights extend from the peh down to the ten sfirot de guf, where the lights clothe in the kelim, which are ten sfirot of ol chozer, from the peh down, there is beating there between ol pnimi inside the kelim and the ol mekif that remained outside.
Again, or should we ask, or what? Again, right? Read again.
Again, 34. We have learned that both the opnimi and opnimi and omekif are connected to the masach.
The masach begets them, both of them, one of them as internal and the other as surrounding.
But in opposite actions. And to the extent that the masach extends part of the upper light into the paltzuf through the ol chozer that clothes it, so it drives the ol mekif away from clothing in the paltzuf. And since the part of the light that remains outside as ol mekif is very large due to the masach that stops it from clothing in ak, it is considered that it strikes the masach that removes it, since it wants to clothe within the partzuf. In contrast, it is considered that the force of aviyut and koshiyut in the masach strikes the omekif, which wants to clothe within it, and detains it as it strikes the upper light during the zivug. These beatings that the ol mekif and the aviyut in the masach beat on each other are called bitush, ol mekif, and ol pnimi. Yet this bitush between them occurred only in the guf of the paltzuf, since the clothing of the light in the kelim, which leaves the ol mekif outside the kli, is apparent there. However, this bitush does not apply to the ten sfirot derosh, since the ol chozer is not considered kelim there whatsoever, but is mere thin roots. For this reason, the light in them is not regarded as limited ol pnimi, to the point of distinction between that and the light that remains outside is ol mekif. And since this distinction between them does not exist, there is no beating of ol pnimi and ol mekif in the ten sfirot derosh. Only once the lights extend from the peh down to the ten sfirot deguf, where the lights clothe in the kelim, which are ten sfirot of ol chozer, from the peh down, it is their beating there between the ol pnimi inside the kelim and the ol mekif that remained outside.
No, Rachamim. Well, Rachamim.
Why only after the ol chozer feels the pleasure from the direct light, only then it calculates and performs bitush and all the other actions?
On what account will he make the calculation?
I didn't understand.
On what account will he make the calculation if he is not yet done the beating and then rejecting, then the Or Chozer, then clothing the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer, understanding how the host gives him the opportunity to reach the pleasures of bestowal, to be like the host. If he doesn't go through all these actions, how can he make this calculation with the Or Mekif?
So if so, first he did everything in the Rosh, then descended to the Guf, then the bestowal returned. He received in order to bestow.
You are correct. This is why the Partsuf ends in Otiyot, in the end of the Tanta. Only then the vessels are correct, are good for the Partsuf. What emerges in the end?
So the Bitush must be in the Tabor, it can't be any other place.
That's correct. Because Tabor is the one that distinguishes between the Opnimi and the Omekif. That's where the Bitush is. It's written.
So it comes out from this that we have to study Tas. Or
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's a result of all this.
We're obligated to give contentment, no?
Okay.
Otherwise, what's our existence about?
You're correct. Okay.
Thank you.
Tzvika, you should learn. He's been improving every time. And you... Well...
I want to ask, he says that the beatings of the Olmekif and the Viyut, they beat on each other. So there's the Bitush of inner light, and I want to ask...
Try to make it, to realize it.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the 10, can you show to me in the 10 how to understand it?
By this he attains how much the host has done for him. The Kli can attain. Because the host gives him pleasure, and the host helps him reject, and helps him be an equivalence of form between the inner and the surrounding. Meaning, to the extent that there is a relation between the pleasures and between the rejection, how much he enjoys the rejection. Not because he rejects. The rejection is actually the opposite. It's as if you're pulling yourself away from the host. But by that, he equalizes himself with the host. How much he discovers by this, that this is what the host wants. All these pleasures that come in the world to receive, they're only like something that comes in the air just so that you can build above it the right kind of relationship. The will to receive and the pleasure are not suitable, kosher, for the right kind of relationship. You can only build upon them one more story.
Can you define what the bitush is? Because he says it happened in the guf. What is that bitush?
It's when I cancel my tendency for pleasure. Only a tendency, not the pleasure itself. I can't cancel neither the pleasure nor my own desire. But above my relation, I build a relation to the host.
He says that's the clothing of the Or Mekif outside the Kli. So the Bitush itself, can you, I don't know, define it when I'm in the tent? What does it mean, Bitush? Maybe I'll understand what it is.
No. You have to find it.
It's the way we behave in the tent?
Bitush means, well, it's as if, yeah, you can say that you annul yourself to the ten. A desire in front of the desire.
I perform the bitush on me. Self-annulment is a bitush?
Yes. How else can you perform a bitush?
I do it on the friend. Beat the friend.
That's not the union here. You're over here with us.
I can't beat myself, so I beat him.
How can you, beat him?
I insult him, so I don't want him to insult me. I insult him. What should I do? Overcome?
Of course. The fact that you want to insult him, I understand you. But the fact that you keep on going with this tendency you have, the fact that you give room to it, that's a problem. It's a problem because it doesn't lead you to the purpose of creation.
So what do I need to do now? If I can't beat myself?
Pray.
Only pray?
Only. Where else will you find the force to cope with it, to perform a bitush against your own will to receive? Where will you take it from? Only from your request for force from the Creator, that He'll give it to you, the force of light, that will give you a force to go above your own will to receive, to annul, to beat it, to push it away, to put it down, and above it, to perform an action of bestowal.
It's not the ten that has to help me.
What ten? Well, where will you get this importance from?
So they have to work on me that I stop being...
No, they should help you to the extent that you bend before them. What?
I want to ask about the text. He says that the bitush of Opni Mi and Om Mekif doesn't happen in the Rosh, right?
It happens in the Tabu.
In the Tabu. And item 33 before, he says that the Zivug Da'aka that happened in the Peh of Rosh Da'ak, in the Masach in Malchut de Rosh called Peh, which was the reason for clothing Opni Mi Avak. So is there Zivug in the Peh de Rosh?
Zivug, yes, but Bitush, no. Zivug de Haka'a, the Haka'a that of the Or Elyon, the upper light in the Masach, is not a Bitush. Bitush is between two things that have the same nature, but they're opposite. And Haka'a, striking, is between two things that are completely opposite, light and desire. Well, it's not that bad. Think about it. There's not that much here. Let's move on.
35. This bitush, until the Om Mekif purified the Masach from all its aviyut and elevated it to its upper root in Pederosh. This means that it purified other aviyut from above downward, called Masach in Aviyut de Guf, leaving it only the Shorish, the root of the Guf, the Masach of Malchut de Rosh called Peh. In other words, it had been purified of its entire Aviyut from above downward, which divides between the Ol Pnimi and the Ol Mekif, leaving only the Aviyut from below upward, where the distinction between the Ol Pnimi and the Ol Mekif has not occurred yet. It is known that the equivalence of form merges spirituals into one. Hence, once the Masach de Guf has been purified of all the Aviyut de Guf, leaving in it only a viut that is equal to the Masach of the Peh de Rosh, its form was equalized with the Masach de Rosh. Thus it was integrated and became literally one with it, since there was nothing to divide them into two. This is considered that the Masach de Guf rose to Peh de Rosh. Since the Masach de Guf was integrated in the Masach de Rosh, it was re-included in the Zivug Da'aka and the Masach of Peh de Rosh, and the new Zivug Da'aka was made on it. Consequently, 10 new Sfirot at a new level emerged in it. And this is called Ab De'ak, or Patsuf Chochma De'ak. This is considered a son and offspring of the first Patsuf of Ak.
Is this clear? Again? Yes? Well, read it again.
Again, 35. The Bitush continued until the Ol Mekif purified the Masach from all its aviyut and elevated it to its upper root in Peh de Rosh. This means that it purified all the aviyut from above downward, called masach and aviyut de guf, leaving it with only the shosh, the root of the guf, the masach of malchut de rosh called peh. In other words, it had been purified of its entire aviyut from above downward, which divides between ol pnimi and ol mekif, leaving only the aviyut from below upward, where the distinction between ol pnimi and ol mekif has not occurred yet. It is known that the equivalence of form merges spirituals into one. Hence, once the Masach de Guf has been purified of all the Aviyut de Guf, leaving in it only Aviyut that is equal to the Masach of Peh de Rosh, its form was equalized with the Masach de Rosh. Thus, it was integrated and became literally one with it, since there was nothing to divide them into two. This is considered that the Masach de Guf rose to Peh de Rosh. Since the Masach de Guf was integrated in the Masach de Rosh, it was re-included in the Zivug de Hakaah and the Masach de Peh de Rosh. And the new Zivug de Hakaah was made in it. Consequently, 10 new Sfirot at a new level emerged in it. And it is called Ab De'ak, or Partzuf Chochma De'ak. This is considered a son, an offspring of the first Partzuf of Ak.
Yochai. Well, ask something.
Good morning, teacher. I don't know if it's exactly on it.
Okay, go for it.
It's about 10 Sfirot.
Yes.
You said once that a person gets a quality of bestowal through 10 Sfirot that the will to receive receives.
Yes.
So 10 Sfirot are 10 forms of expression of bestowal. Once you bestow in Hod, once in Gvoa.
Yes. Yes. 10 Sfirot means that there are 10 ways that the Creator relates to a person, and he can adapt himself to a certain extent to these 10 ways back to the Creator. You relate to me this way, and this way, and this way, and this way. All in all, between us, there are 10 different kinds of communications, and then it's called the Patsuf.
So every time you bestow in a different way?
All at once. It's both music and the sounds and food and all kinds of things. You have a communication with someone. You perceive him as a patsuf. So it's according to this and according to this. The shape, the color, the character, all kinds of things. That's called a patsuf. It's a relatively whole perception of something. We call it a patsuf. It's a pattern.
And the connections between the sfirot?
The connections between a person and the Creator are connections according to the equivalence of form. As much as he bestows upon me, as much as I can bestow back to him. To the extent that we can equalize ourselves, so this common shape, I can perceive it. I can't perceive more of the Creator.
So the Creator isn't Keter?
No. The Creator is everything that appears in my will to receive, in my Malchut. And there is a condition. I can only perceive Him to the extent that I can resemble Him. That's the way it is. In the same shape. Otherwise, I won't be able to understand and recognize him. I have to be, to a certain extent, in bestowal. And then, to that same percentage of bestowal I'm in, I can perceive him. Yes.
There's the will to receive and there's 10 sfirot. It's two different things.
The will to receive is malchut. And besides malchut, there are other sfirot, meaning other shapes
by which the will to receive was created, and shapes by which the will to receive makes itself resemble the quality of bestowal, the Creator.
So to relate to the Creator, I need to acquire 9?
Yes. Yes, Malchut. When it resembles the, makes itself like the 9 field ahead of it, all it does is makes itself like the Creator. It's one, bit by bit, these are nice and correct questions. Yes?
What's the pleasure that we work with?
The will to receive. When it goes into us, it builds different shapes in us. You don't have them before. It's like you put electricity, potential, electric potential in your head, so it depends where you touch. Here, a person may cry, he may laugh, he may feel some kind of smell or some kind of flavor. Depends where you put your electric potential in.
I don't understand. So what pleasure do we have that we need to...
It depends where you touch. What cells in the brain you're touching. According to that, you feel different kinds of pleasure.
So we need to create pleasure that we work with? I don't understand.
Hold on. What are you asking exactly?
I'm trying to understand that if we need to work in front of pleasure and perform tzimtzum and masach, so where is this pleasure that we'll work with?
You should feel it inside. I want to sleep, I want to eat, I want to take a hike, or all kinds of pleasures. Food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. These are the kinds of pleasures that exist. I have different kinds of pleasures. Do I renounce them? I can't cancel them. You're not allowed to cancel. If you do, you're a monk. And a monk has to go through many corrections to be a normal person. He has to bring an offering to Korban, to come closer to the Creator. Why? Because otherwise he won't be able to come closer. He won't be able to come close upon something because he's a monk. He just renounced his will to receive. We need to take the will to receive we have and work with it in order to come closer to the Creator. That's why if you're bigger than your friend, you have a bigger inclination. When you have a bigger inclination, if you can overcome it, you're closer to the Creator. That's why the true righteous people inside they are really wicked.
And what does that have to do with the work in the 10?
That to the extent that I can overcome my desires to have fun for the sake of the 10, when I can cling to them, when I want to find a pleasure out of the adhesion in the 10, which is greater than all my personal pleasures. And when I want to enjoy this adhesion to the 10, not because I enjoy, it's because I give pleasure to the Creator, then you have me, the 10, and the Creator. And this way, I bestow upon Him. I bestow.
So the work in the 10 is kind of a preparation for work with the pleasure to resemble the Creator?
Of course. Why else are we doing it all? To have a patsuf. What is a patsuf? It's a machine that generates pleasures for the Creator.
So Tzvika's question, what is the bitush in the 10?
You see, Tzvika here is starting to be a source in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes, yes, ask again.
In the work in the 10, if it's a preparation for working with the pleasure of Dvikut with the Creator, Dvikut in the 10, so where are there two parts of Bitush here? What's this scrutiny of the Bitush?
I must lower not my own pleasures, it's the importance compared to the importance of the Creator, compared to the importance of the group. There's Israel, the light, and the Creator, the 3 degrees here. Me, I am annulling my own pleasure before the group. I'm annulling my own pleasure before the group in order to bestow to the Creator. In the head of the group stands the Creator.
So what's the action of the surrounding light here? What does it do? What, it pushes me to feel the pleasure in the group?
Oh, Mekif, the surrounding light is always by your side in order to establish the shape for you. If you didn't have this pressure from the outside of the Oh, Mekif, you wouldn't get the right shape, the way for the way to be attracted to be to the Creator.
So the Ol Mekif, when working in the ten, it creates a tendency to stay in my tendency in my ten and not try and I don't know.
No, the Ol Mekif has many actions. All actions are always in favor and against. When the Oh Mekif puts pressure on you, it also brings you the necessity to rise one more degree. Just as we learn here, that in a cascading from above downwards, he causes the descent, the tantot. In the descent, it also shows you the new Rishimot, the emerging of the new Rishimot. They're already in there, but it helps them be revealed, and you can rise from below upwards. All right. What? Brazil.
Good morning. You have what changes in the next Patsuf after the purification of the previous Patsuf?
Can you repeat the question?
Repeat, please.
What changes in the next Patsuf after the purification of the previous Patsuf?
Everything changes. Each and every patsuf, in and of itself, in 1,001 ways, and you can meat or fish or ibu or katnut or gadlut. The difference is so vast. The only thing you can relate between them is that one is the consequence of the other. But their nature, their expressions, everything may be very different from one another. Moscow.
Ормакив и Орпними оба бьют в экран, желая аннулировать его. Это верно?
Ормакив и Орпними beat the Masach and want to annul it. Is that true?
True.
А теперь вопрос. Почему постоянно говорится об ударе Ормакив в Орпними?
Why is it always said that the Ормакив beats the Орпними and then the Masach disappears?
Orpnimi, inner light, weakens the Masach because it gives it pleasures by the action it has done. The Or Mekif says, look how many additional pleasures I have. And then they both strike the Masach and it cancels. But the Masach cancels not because they strike it. Rather, this action of Bitush they perform on him causes his decision to purify so they won't perform the bitush. Because he can't stand this pressure they're going to put on him. That's why he rises to Pedrosh. There he receives an additional force from the light that stands in Pedrosh. gets an additional force, then he performs the next action in receiving in order to bestow. Okay. What do we have now? What did we learn? Chosen excerpts?
Correcting the shattering as a preparation to the European Congress.
Where is it? Here? No. Okay, so
we'll go to the next part of the lesson, and before we'll sing a song.
Adraba, ten belibenu, Adraba, ten belibenu, Shenire kol echad malat chaverenu, Shenire kol echad malat chaverenu, Velo, velo chesrona. שנראה כל אחד מעלת חברנו ולא ולא חסרונם ושנדבר כל אחד את חברו בדרך הישר והרצוי לפניך ואל יעלה בליבנו שום שנאה מאחד על חברו ותחזק אותנו באהבה אליך כאשר גלוי וידוע לפניך ותחזק אותנו באהבה אליך כאשר גלוי וידוע לפניך שיהיה הכל נחת רוח שיהיה הכל נחת ולא, ולא חסרונה ושנדבר כל אחד את חברו בדרך הישר והרצוי